This is Colin Sexton, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
LeBron James remained on the bench for the second time this season at the Delta Center, but this time the score would rule in favor of the Lakers as Anthony Davis took over with 37 points and 15 rebounds, securing a 138-122 win over the Utah Jazz. Welcome back to Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. The Jazz were down 28-34 heading into the second quarter, but Utah started to match LA's fast offensive performance as both teams exchanged baskets for the first 2 minutes, keeping the score within five.
Chris Dunn, maybe a zone, at least a soft man. Dunn blows by D'Angelo Russell and dunks it. My goodness, D'Angelo Russell, someone put sticky glue on his feet and they were just planted. What?
Dunn dunked the basketball. Russell was still in that same spot.
D'Angelo now with a wild left-hander, no good. Rebound battle. Talen Horton-Tucker has it. Bounces it ahead to Dunn left side. Lobs it to John Collins. Oh, he's peering down the cylinder and throwing down two. Dinwiddie penetrating onto the glass and scores it. John Collins double clutches off a Horton-Tucker give for a dunk.
Can the Jazz run on the Lakers?
So far, the early indication, the last two possessions is yes, at least on these Lakers. Russell, between the circles. Lowry, the defender, fading back at the free throw line, scores it. Horton-Tucker, spinning in the lane, puts up a wild, crazy right-hander that bounces twice in the back of the rim, and it goes in through for two. Talen. Talen's improved his three-point shooting and his rim finishing a great deal this year.
It wasn't until Jordan Clarkson started heating up with back-to-back threes, leading the Jazz with 13 points in the second quarter as he hit yet another three in Utah's final possession to bring his team within one, 69-70, heading into halftime. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone with the call.
Deontay with Clarkson. Pull for three on the left wing. Good. Jordan Clarkson off a nice off-the-bounce three. That off-the-bounce three should be available most of the night. Hashimura to the basket. Kessler's there at the rim. Can't stop him. And Hashimura continues his dominating performance with 19 points. An 11-3 run here by the Jazz.
Taking advantage of the rookie.
57-52. Jazz have two rookies and Kessler on the floor. Clarkson's feeling it. Flame on left side, Jordan Clarkson. Oh, he's back home and he's comfortable. He's Jordan Clarkson. He's got himself double figures with 10 points. Jazz back within two, 57-55. Reeves, high pick and roll, driving, right-hand floater over Kessler and in. Clarkson feeling it to the basket with a right-hand in and out dribble. Switches to the left, misses, tip follow Walker Kessler. 59-57, Jazz rallying. Reeves, high pick and roll. Pump fakes the 20-footer, now drives in the lane, got the ball knocked away. Picked up by Keontae. Keontae running up the floor from behind Dinwiddie. Steals it, cherry picking the other side. Anthony Davis transition two for Anthony Davis. Sexton driving at Davis. Wraps it around the left hand of Anthony Davis to Walker Kessler, who packed it home. Beautiful give by Colin Sexton. That's just how he slowed down. Jazz back within two. Hashimura left side. Bumping back in Keontae. Kicks to Reeves. Resets even deeper in the post. And Keontae fouls him. Clarkson driving with his right hand to the window. Hands it off. John Collins peers down the cylinder for two.
And all of a sudden, the Jazz are able to break the defense down.
63-61. Torian Prince driving. Puts the right-hand runner up in it. Walker Kessler on the bench right now with three fouls. He lobbed a mark on the inside. Riverside layup is good. They have been huffing and puffing, but have not knocked the door down yet here in the quarter. Here's Russell. High spread pick and roll to Anthony Davis, and he pump fakes Lowry Markin in the air and draws the foul. 66-63. Markin, free throw line catch, fade, shoot, and score, I think, unless Colin Sexton tipped it in. But it'll count. The Jazz are back within one. Now the Jazz got to get a stop in a bucket. They have not broken three yet. Jazz have not lost a game all year. They've led at the half. Backdoor cut. Austin Reeves got it. Beautiful pass by D'Angelo Russell off a left hand skipping bounce pass through the lane to Reeves, who lays it up and in. Inbounding here. Clark's at the top. Off of John Collins' pick. Davis switches. Top to Lowry. Working on Prince. Angle left drive. Hanging in the air. Shot is short. Collins' offensive rebound. Throws out to Jordan. Wide open three. Pow! Jazz within one.
Anthony Davis and Rui Hachimura put on a lake show tonight, becoming the first Laker duo with 35-plus points each since Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal in 2003. Hachimura made a career-best 6 three-pointers and scored a career-high 36 points, while helping Davis push the Lakers on a 12-0 run to end the third, 108-92. The win was ultimately secured at this moment as the Jazz would not be able to make a comeback.
Left side, Hachimura for three. Nailed it. Hands off to Davis. Back to Austin Reeves. Reeves retreats out, chested over to Hachimura, who's on fire from three. Nailed it. 28 for Rui Hachimura. Reeves on the wing. Working the baseline. Down low to Davis. Little push shot. Rattles around and in. Loose ball rebound. Here comes Davis. Out to Wood. Back to Davis. Slam dunk. Hendricks got out of the way. Hendricks did not need to be on an Anthony Davis poster. 93-88. Lakers by 5. 3:10 left. Third quarter. Anthony Davis hard driving to Kessler. Double team in the paint. Throws it back up top to Reeves. Ball fakes. Dunn spins him around. Drives. Kessler's there. Forces it out. Davis for three. Left corner. Got it. Beautiful basketball. Boy, that's great basketball. Deep in the post is Hachimura for an early shot. No good. Anthony Davis soaring in and flushing it home. And that's an offensive rebound putback for Anthony Davis. He is doing all the things he does to get himself to 30.
Your Play for More player of the game is Colin Sexton as he led the Jazz with 18 points, shooting 53% from the field.
Sexton steps back for a three. Makes it. Colin's averaging 18 a game.
Having a great year.
Trailing his marketing. Bounce pass to the corner. Sexton fires. Kapow! Outlet to Sexton. Sidesteps a man. Attacks the rack. Layup. Good. Colin Sexton with the Ferrari all the way. Coast to coast. Sexton right side. First in the lane. Puts up a little right hand push shot. It nicks the glass. Comes down through the net. Here come the Jazz. Sexton on the left side. Sexton attacking Reeves. To the window. Lays it up and in. Colin. High pick and roll. Anthony Clarkson, ball fakes, now works to his left with his bright orange shoes and his black socks, working on Anthony Davis, right hand off balance, Scooter scores it! My goodness, Colin Sexton with a little magic trick, coming with a full speed underhand, scoops it up and in.
The Jazz are back in the Delta Center tomorrow night, taking on the Golden State Warriors, before Keontae George, Walker Kessler, and Lauri Markkanen head to Indiana for All-Star Weekend. Come and watch your favorite All-Stars play tomorrow by getting your tickets at utahjazz.com or subscribe to Jazz Plus. Thank you for joining me on tonight's episode of Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. See you next time.